This is a person who attended one of the most prestigious STEM universities in the country, the California Institute of Technology, Caltech, got an engineering undergrad degree, got a master's in computer science, and was working, as Mika said early on, he was working as a part-time teacher, but he described himself as a game developer. You can find video online of him touting a wheelchair invention that allowed wheelchairs to be more stable. This was an accomplished, articulate person with a loving family, apparently, who went down a path of radicalization. And the reason we know that is he's written a 1,000-word document where he describes exactly why he did this. And he describes President Trump as a pedophile and a rapist. He doesn't explicitly say he was targeting Donald Trump, but he says he was targeting Trump administration officials. He apologizes to his family in this post. There's some evidence that he attended or was associated with a No Kings protest. So it really fits the pattern of what we've seen with a Luigi Mangione accused of killing the UnitedHealthcare CEO, or Tyler Robinson accused of killing Charlie Kirk. Of this sort of people on the far left fringes who have become radicalized, who are living in a world of unreality, bombarded by conspiracy theories, who decide that they have to take violent action. And it's contributing to a climate of political violence in this country that we have not seen since the 1960s. So more questions will be asked. And you know, the FBI is pouring over this man's writings and his social media. They served a search warrant on it. They were at his house in Torrance, California yesterday. So a lot more investigation still being done. But that 1,000-word document that's been widely published, and Donald Trump commented on it last night on 60 Minutes, that says a lot about and explains a lot about what appear to be the motives here, guys.